For the first time this season, the Broncos will play a game without the luxury of having complete control of whether the team will make the playoffs. Gone is the easy route, win and get in. And now there are 10 different scenarios that could land the Broncos in the playoffs. But the mantra around Dove Valley all week long has been control only what you can. And that's preparing for a Kansas City Chiefs team for the last regular season home game at Invesco Field at Mile High.
I know there's a lot of other factors that are at play. And there's so many different scenarios that if you're sitting there trying to calculate all those, you might miss the first quarter. So, I mean, I think we should just focus on the Chiefs, get ready to play, and go out there and coach and play as hard as we can on Sunday. And then whatever happens, like I said, whatever they tell us to do on Monday morning, that's what we're going to do. So
all I know is what people tell me and what they say. I'm not asking any questions about it because all we need to focus on in this locker room is winning. And that's it.
We got to win. Point blank. Everything else doesn't matter. And nothing else matters but winning. You have to win. And all the other stuff will take care of itself. But you have to concentrate on what we have to concentrate on, and that's winning.
The task this week is sweeping the series against the Chiefs. With a win, it would be the first and only divisional opponent sweep of the year.
You're not going to get the same thing against these teams. You know, probably the second time around, there's always going to be, you know, little differences. And we saw that with Oakland for sure, and we saw that with San Diego. And we really expect the same thing this week, you know, to be played just a little bit different than we were the first game. And which means we got to do a better job of preparing and knowing exactly what we think we're going to get. And if we don't get that look, to be able to talk about it early in the sideline and get it taken care of, you know, in the first couple of series and not let it linger on until the second half or something.
Orton will be without one of his targets, wide receiver Brandon Marshall. McDaniels announced Friday Marshall will be deactivated for Sunday's game.
You want to field a group of guys out there that that wants to do everything within their power to help you win. And, you know, all of us have put in a lot of hard work to put ourselves in this position. And it's a shame that, you know, you get to this situation and you want to play, you want to do everything you can do individually, collectively, to try to accomplish something, like I said, for this organization. There's a lot of people that support us in this city, Pat Bowlen and everybody else. So it's disheartening to have to deal with something like this at this point in time. But like I said, we want the guys on the field that are dying to play as hard as they can play with whatever, you know, to try to get us in the playoffs. That's what we're looking for.
Wide receiver Eddie Royal is listed as questionable Sunday after a limited week of practice. McDaniel said wide receiver Matthew Willis would be activated from the practice squad if Royal is unable to play. Kickoff is at 2:15 from Invesco Field at Mile High. Complete coverage all day long on DenverBroncos.com.